Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. That missing four-year-old girl who reportedly became separated from her mother inside the Lexington Avenue 59th Street subway station around 9 this morning has been found. Caitlin Daniels was at daycare as usual, with police now saying her mom forgot that she had taken her there and reported her missing. Police also say when they went to the family's home, they found a 12-year-old boy there alone on this school holiday for Yom Kippur. The mother has been taken to a hospital for a psychological evaluation. Some schools on Long Island are going high-tech in an effort to catch teens who vape.
It's called the Halo, and it's put in the ceiling of a school bathroom or locker room. David Antar is the president of IP Video, which makes the Halo. He says the Halo knows the difference between e-cigarette vapor and other chemicals.
We actually isolate out the signatures for hairspray, body spray, and other airborne chemicals that might be in the air, like Lysol, and we're able to differentiate between those so we don't give the administrators false alarms.
If the Halo detects vaping, a school administrator will get an alert on their cell phone. Already 20 Long Island school districts have purchased the device. Antar says New York City hasn't because city lawyers think it's an invasion of privacy, despite the fact that the device has no camera and doesn't record anything. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
A police pursuit last night ended with a crash in Valley Stream, Long Island.
One of the three suspects captured by police ended up shot and critically wounded. As we await an update as to who these suspects are, their ages, and the charges that will be filed against them. We know that Hempstead police started chasing a white BMW through four villages here in Nassau. Yesterday afternoon around 2, the Beamer zipping off the southern state at exit 15 and crashing on Blakeman Drive after sideswiping at least four cars. The three suspects got out and ran, then the police gunfire. Residents here didn't know what to think.
She told me, don't come outside, somebody's shooting outside.
It could have been anything. Could have broken into a house, held a hostage. Who the hell knows what goes on in those minds? It's very sad.
All these hours later, still many questions, hopefully answered by police today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, in Valley Stream.
Police are looking for a rapist who preyed on a woman from Yonkers who'd become lost in Hell's Kitchen. It happened over the weekend, early in the morning. Police say the 31-year-old woman had asked the man for directions, but he forced her into the basement of a building at 8th Avenue and 51st Street and assaulted her. You can see surveillance camera video of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Police were out early today conducting raids on the homes of alleged gang members in the Bronx.
Up to 20 Trinitario gang members are expected to be charged in connection with a series of violent attacks in northern Manhattan and the Bronx. These spanned several years, part of retaliation or turf wars in the affected neighborhoods. The investigation centers around two vicious assaults, one in October of 2017 on St. Nicholas Avenue, in which the victim was stabbed more than 10 times. The other occurred on the Bronx River Parkway. A 14-year-old was chased and stabbed 16 times. He survived but lost a kidney. This occurred just 2 days before Lisandro Jr. Guzman was stabbed and hacked to death with a machete. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Police are investigating a luring incident in the Bronx.
As this 10-year-old boy was walking to school around 8:30 Tuesday morning, a man approached him, tried to talk him up, and then motioned to him to get into his car. The child immediately ran to school and told his teacher as soon as he got there. Happened here near West Tremont Avenue.
Well, I have an 11-year-old. You could do anything you want to me. I could brush the dirt off my shoulder. I'm a big boy. But if you touch my children, you can't say sorry to me because you knew what you was doing before you did it.
All of this after two attempted lurings of children
that happened in Borough Park in Brooklyn earlier this week. Glenn Schuck, 10-10 wins in the Morris Heights section of the Bronx.
Police have released a photo of the man they're looking for. You can see it at 1010wins.com. Along the awaited extension of the 4-mile bike and pedestrian path along Ocean Parkway in Babylon is under construction. Governor Cuomo says another 10 miles will be added, connecting Jones Beach to Captree State Park by 2021. The project will cost just over $16 million. A couple of holdup men have been busy. Police had tied them to 6 robberies of groceries and convenience stores around town, and now they say the same 2 are responsible for another 2 holdups. The crimes occurred from September 18th to the 29th. Police have come up with some surveillance camera photos and video. You can see them at 1010wins.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A 26-year-old Hoboken man is facing charges that he allegedly drove drunk on an electric scooter. Officials call it the first such arrest in that city. Police say Sergeant Nicholas Burke spotted the man staggering and unsteady as he unlocked the scooter on Sunday afternoon. Then he watched as he was swaying back and forth as he drove down the block. Nicholas Catrone was stopped and asked to take a sobriety test. Now he's facing counts of DWI, reckless driving, and refusing to take that test.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!